Becoming adventure. Rule number one. You always stop at the antique stores and go through all their nobody wants items. The lonesome elves, empty weird boxes, chipped stuff, lamps so ugly that no lampshade could save them, no matter the size. That is where you find all the good stuff. The nifty military bag that you never use, but could freaking fit all the clothes you own and a large lampshade on top. Lighter that you keep for life, though you never get it working. And a dictionary that absolutely makes you look super smart, but you buy because of how fantastically it smells of old books. And the freaking shells. Golly! All the freaking shells. You need every last one of them. From weird oyster shells shaped like cheeses to unusually fresh shells. And of course the ocean kind that people bring back from Florida but never find room to put anywhere. And they just sit in the garage until the next garage sale, where they become a treasure of the antique shop owner. And they will try to pawn them off for a small fortune. Just walk up to the counter, show them all the shells you found, and slam $3 down. Lay the money on the table with a big smack. Tell them they should be paying you for hauling away a whole box of this weird crap. And explain to them rule of adventure number two. You are taking all the freaking shells to the damn beach. You will scatter them daily and hide in the dune grass to watch. Occasionally taking a photo of an old bald man wondering how a lake that barely has a crustacean and wouldn't know a barnacle from an umbrella is a 20-foot stretch of the beach covered by shells of all different kinds, some of them seemingly painted. And how some elves ended up in a tree probably because of the last flawed. But he doesn't need them because they're a little chipped. Hey, no joke. That's like $3.50 that's well spent. Watching all the cheerful tourists from the bushes is a lot of entertainment. Rule number three is narrated books. Books on tape, audiobooks. Books from the library. You need thousands of them. And a solar charger and extra audio players. When great adventures were still the norm, this wasn't a big deal. Unless it was a big book indeed. Melville published The Whale in 1851. Everyone needed that one. And oh gosh, when people read that out loud by the fire. That is narration worthy of a standing ovation. But in the modern days, you are your own adventurer. You bring your own narrated books and write or narrate some too. Never spend a day without a book playing in your ears. The wise non-religious books contain class and culture. They speak of dignity and your nobility. The more modern books will teach you that you are a creature of the stars. That is just the first lesson. The philosophers will deliver your great inheritance. I left the most important rule for last. Your backpack always waits by the door. It does not matter if you are planning to go or not. You only put the backpack away if you reject the call of the wild. A magnificent life choice that no one can make for you. A choice that comes from your deepest integrities. Upon the call, Both ends lead to heights that you can't possibly imagine. You will never regret the choice you made. And yes, it will make all the difference. The choices you make do not just dictate the life ahead of you. They reinforce who you are. They heal you, and they make you deeply and profoundly wise. Once you place the backpack by the door, there is no going back. You are on the expressway towards greatness. 1,000 books before you know it, and fitness and health and energy and great vision. May you cross the Triple Crown, Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails many times over. And may Thoreau, Whitman, Twain, London, Lewis, Hemingway, and Burroughs speak their wisdom to you. Yes, you may come off the trail someday, as unbelievable as it will seem. But that does not mark the end of adventure, not at all. By that time, you will be transformed by nature, bringing the adventure with you wherever you go.